Keep you well.
Yeah.
It's the doctor.
I could screw things up, but we'll see.
Call live 818-818-1203.
I didn't do anything, actually.
Oh, shut up. Oh, my God.
I'm bad. I'm in good mood.
You are bad.
And welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. It is almost the end of August, believe it or not. It is the 23rd, and next week is the 30th, which will mean we're heading toward Labor Day. And, of course, a big Labor Day sale will last about a week. Michelle, do you have any other announcements to make? Go ahead.
Besides the Labor Day thingy, no, I do have some products on sale right now. If anyone's interested, just go to NutriMedical.com. And you can order just one little thing. And if you want to get free shipping, under the Contact Us is our mailing address. And it's always free, no matter how much you order by mail. So you just pay for the product. And when it's on sale, see, I have a few things there. Vitamineral Max, Allagic, Alimax, and Nutri Silver Spray are still on sale for about another week. And then, of course, we'll have everything. Everything, believe it or not, on sale.
Including previous sale prices and multi-packs.
And Lumen Photons, anything that's in there. All you have to do is have the coupon code, and once you have the coupon code, you'll be able to... I didn't decide what the code is yet. Let me think. Labor Day. It'll be Labor. Keep it easy. Labor. L-A-B-O-R.
American spelling.
American spelling, because Canadian spelled L-A-B-O-U-R.
Which
but
is
going to be the American
one. Which
is
too British for Americans. There you go.
So L-A-B-O-R will be the coupon code, and that'll be available usually a few days before and quite a few days after around that of Labor Day.
Okay. Any other announcements, Mishi?
Let me see. Richard. I know you're listening. Our dear friend Richard, that I know you all probably know who he is by now because, Bill, you've talked. I think he's even called into the show, hasn't he, from here in California?
Right.
Hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
But
stop looking at your computer.
No, I thought maybe you had something there. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you got to look right at me because I'm going to tell you some really good news.
Good.
And Richard and I want you to pay attention because it's really important.
Uh-huh.
His nephrologist, for the people that haven't heard who Richard is, just a brief history, Bill, of his kidneys.
Right.
They were going to do a kidney transplant.
Or dialysis.
Put him on dialysis or whatever, yeah. Or was it or? That.
Yeah.
And
well, transition, dialysis to transplant, yeah.
And he was blessed with our nutriments, and he took them faithfully. And sometimes you look at the protocols and go, oh, my gosh. But when it's serious, it is, oh, my gosh, you need that
much.
So his nephrologist had a few words for him. One big word, congratulations, he said to him.
Yeah.
He's out of the woods, Bill.
Yeah.
He had 12.7 his hemoglobin, 13 at the kidney center.
Right.
And he's got a whole bunch of other numbers he wants to share with you. But he's celebrating.
That's
good.
He
was so happy when he called me yesterday.
And by the way, he did, I call level 1, 2, and 3 of my protocol, but there's 4 and 5 and 6. And which means that if we need to go even further, we can. And he did really well with that because he took the supplements very faithfully.
Yes,
he took
did.
The peptides faithfully, and he followed the diet regime that I recommended to him.
And let's see, another praise report over here from Doug. And Doug is from Ohio, and he had real problems with his blood pressure. It was like 265 over 90, Bill.
Uh-huh.
And he's been on our CardioVasc.
Right.
But he said he added Supernox, and in just a couple months from adding the Supernox to it, Bill,
right.
It's now 128 over 79.
And that's because your blood vessels have to relax. And without nitric oxide, they won't relax.
Yeah, so that's important. If you're trying to get your blood pressure down, you need the Supernox, right?
Exactly.
So, anyways, that was a nice praise report. Patrick Bill, our friend from the Cayman Islands, his iron is below 11. Did we talk about this before?
No.
I remember someone else talking about their iron was low. Now, with men, are you okay?
Yep.
Take a drink or something.
Some tea. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Go ahead. Well, I already did. It's your turn.
Yeah.
His iron is below 11. And what does that mean? And does he? I told him I figured he probably supposed to take the ferritin, but men can't take ferritin every day, can they?
Sure they can.
I thought they weren't supposed to have too much iron. Just
No, it depends on if they have low hemoglobin. If their hemoglobin's low and their iron's low, TIBC, then they need iron every day with a couple of two or three Power C Plus. Should take BioLVR at the very least, or PowerMuscle B12 and Superfolate to help increase their hemoglobin. And if their hemoglobin's still low, then they may need the things to stimulate their bone marrow, such as oncomycin, Myco D2, and Red Deer Velvet.
Is it unusual for that to happen in a man?
Yeah, it usually means that they have most likely a polyp or bleeding ulcer or something like that. We're losing iron. So in somebody that has low iron in a male, I usually recommend we do an ultrasound of their abdomen, a stool called blood, and we do a total iron binding capacity and iron levels, as well as the hemoglobin, and look at all the white cells to make sure there's nothing invading their bone marrow that could be causing their hemoglobin to drop and their iron.
How about the emails? You ready for emails today? Because I have, look at this big, big, big handful here. You good. Always say a fistful, I say a handful.
Okay, a handful. And of course, we really appreciate being back here at a major network, CRN Toxics. And I'm now posting articles up on the magazine now. I just posted two yesterday, one on cancer. It was an update a few months ago, and yesterday I did a major update on heart disease and arrhythmias. So those videos are up there and the full article on the CRN Toxics magazine. Go ahead.
Okay, we'll start with you, Simon. Simon is our friend Bill from Staffordshire, that's Stoke-on-Trent, UK. And Simon, you have been ordering from us and been a family member of the NutriMedical family since, like, I think it's like 12 or 13 years. It's
right.
A long time.
Yeah, we've been doing this 14 and a half years. You've been with me about 13 here in the NutriMedical Report.
So he says, hi, Michelle. I have some Silver 100. That's the old silver we used to have before Bill made his own Nutru Silver. That was the best one we could get at that time, Ionic Silver, the Silver 100.
Right.
And some Nutridyne, he says, which is past the sell-by date. He had them boxed up and he just found them, right?
Right.
So he wanted to know, how long can I use the products after the dates on the label? Love and blessings to you both.
As long as the Nutridyne has been kept out of sunlight and heat, it's good for at least 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
If it's been frozen, the Nutridyne is available for decades. The Silver 100 I would replace with NutriSilver.
Yeah, but how long would the...
It's probably good for 2 or 3 years, and even Silver 100. So sodium, it's silver citrate.
Right.
But ours is even better. It's a monatomic, deuterium-depleted silver with liposomes.
Yeah.
It's an upgrade
in
the formula.
I know, it's our upgrade. That's right.
Yeah, upgraded formula.
Next is Amanda from Colorado. Hello, guys. I want to take time to write and let you know about the 2 years back, how she had bad anxiety and everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of sad to say, where she had suicide, thoughts and all
right.
that. Anyway, she's basically thanking you, Bill, for getting her away from fluoxetine and quantapine and
clonopine, which is an anti-seizure drug.
Yeah, and other stuff. Let's see, Frederick from Missouri. Hey,
Doctor. Fluoxetine, by the way, is a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. Mm-hmm. It's related to another drug that I've recoined. They give the military when they come back from the Gulf, or they come back from Afghanistan.
Yes,
the drug's actually renamed by Doctor Bill. It's called Kill-Ya-Jack. So you take a couple Kill-Ya-Jack pills, and then you want to kill your family and yourself. Kill-Ya-Jack works really well.
Which one is that?
Prozac. I call it Kill-Ya-Jack.
Yeah.
You like that name? It's funny, hey?
I think I've heard
that's
you
a doctor,
say that before.
That's a Dr. Deagle dark humor.
I've heard it before.
Kill-Ya-Jack, yeah.
Right from the mouth I'm looking at.
Yeah,
right here.
The big mouth, yeah.
I didn't say big mouth. I said the mouth I'm looking at.
Oh, yeah.
It's smiling. You're up to, I don't know, you're...
I'm in a particularly good mood today.
That's because it's Friday.
No, lots TGIF. Of things positive are happening. A lot of neat things are happening. We're making a lot of progress in our research. By the way, we have a new product I forgot to announce, GABA T2, which is GABA, taurine, and CNN. It'll calm you down. It's like the capsule version of Calm Mind Brain Mag. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frederick Bill from Missouri. Hey, Dr. Bill, my brother had an overdose and heat stroke on the beach. He is in UCLA Hospital in Los Angeles. They say he may be on dialysis for up to 6 months. He's coming back home in a few weeks, and I'm wondering if there's anything he can take to help this. Also, he had several drugs in his system, including meth, cocaine, marijuana, and opioids. Wow.
Well, so, all drug addictions, any kind of addiction lowers dopamine levels. So we have an addiction protocol We also, for someone that has been had heat stroke and they're on drugs, you should be in hyperbaric oxygen therapy at the university at least a couple hours a day, or we can get a home chamber where he could even sleep in overnight. We should give him a full protocol for brain recovery, addiction recovery, and recovery of his system from being on dialysis. He needs to be on our red deer velvet and oncomycin. He should also be on renal peptides and vascular peptides because the blood vessels to the kidneys are also infected.
See, and you know what he also says here? That he was living, he was homeless, too. And, you know, when I hear about all the homeless people and everything, Bill, they should be all taken care of because I bet you a lot of them are like he is, addicted to drugs.
Right. Well, let me explain. You know, I think drug
like
addiction
a medical
is just
condition.
Drug addiction is just a different version of mental illness. Yeah. And one of the things is we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There's a law since 1987 when I went to Georgia that we take everybody, even if you move in here and come in, fly in from Angola, we'll take care of you in an emergency department. So emergency is not the best place to take care of anybody. If we move doctors to being paid by hour rather than fee-for-service, if we made them income neutral, if we actually got rid of malpractice insurance, right, then if we actually did that, we cut the cost by about 85-90%. Everybody should be taken care of. These people should be taken off the street and brought into rehab. There should be no such thing as homeless. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not right. Bill, next is Michael. Michael from Texas. Dr. Bill, signed into the website, called your wife Michelle. She said to email you. My wife is 58 years old, weighs 174 pounds, and is 5'8". She has been diagnosed with Meniere's disease. Nothing prescribed has any effect except anti-nausea meds. She experiences vertigo, motion sickness, leading to nausea, and migraine headache. When she exhales through her nose, there is a strong sinus odor that comes and goes. This is becoming a life changer. What are your thoughts and recommendations?
Well, the first thing is, it sounds like she has a sinus infection. Meniere's is inflammation of the semicircular canals in the middle ear, and inflammation and neuron cell dropout of the hair cells that regulate balance, and also the middle ear, the cochlea, that regulates sound. So you've got not only sound problems, but vestibular balance problems. So I have a very advanced protocol for that. Plus I use CNS peptides, red deer velvet, transcranial lumen. You have to do everything or you get no effect.
Well, what's the most important things?
Just the most important will do nothing. Let me explain. There's certain conditions where you can give two or three things, like just lowering somebody's blood pressure. Meniere's is one of the most difficult conditions to treat. If you don't do at least...
In her case, though, it sounds like an infection. What if she got rid of all that awful sinus odor with Med and Neutrodyne?
She can start off with just... If you're talking about sinus, there's three things to start. Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, and probably take high-dose Power-C.
Well, you know, I don't have much medical knowledge, but I'm going to ask a nice, stupid question because I love asking stupid questions.
Well, I don't mind stupid questions.
And here it comes... if you get rid of a sinus infection, could the sinus infection be causing the Meniere's?
I'm sure it's directly linked.
Okay. That wasn't stupid.
But the thing is, once the inflammation gets going in the middle ear, it can persist. So we have to turn out the free radicals, stimulate the regeneration of the nerve fibers, and reduce the hypertension in the endolymph and the semicircular canals for balance. And in the cochlea, where the nerve cells are dying, they're causing the auditory problems.
But Meniere's isn't always an infection, right?
It's always an infection. You got to remember.
Really?
Yeah. Let me explain something about medicine.
So everybody should be taking their Allicin Med like I do every day.
And Neutrodyne. Let me explain. For example, even autoimmune diseases, autoimmunity.
Yeah.
You suppress TH1 and TH2 and increase TH17. Okay. When you have an infection, what it does is it actually generates things like nonylase. It turns off your immune cells, so the infection gets worse. Every autoimmune disease, including Meniere's disease, which is a cytokine disease in the middle ear, is directly related to stealth infections. Every vascular disease, including heart disease and stroke and cancer, every condition has a stealth infection and an immunotoxicological component. So you have to approach that as well.
Okay. Are you ready for the next question?
Sure.
What happened to you today? I haven't heard you cough for weeks and weeks, just until you sit down here with me. I have that effect on you.
Maybe. Maybe I need to steal some of your water.
Steal it? You can have it.
Better to steal, though.
Okay, well, we'll be back. And when we come back, it will be Dawn.
Back in a moment.
An email.
Back talking about Dawn. Stay tuned. Call in if you have other hours, but not this hour. We'll be back in a minute answering your questions.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back. And Michelle, you have some more amazing emails to read, and we'll try to provide some answers for them.
Yes, Don says, "Hi, Doc. Was diagnosed with a benign enlarged prostate 30 years ago. These days, my urine flow is restricted about half the time. I don't have any incontinence. I wake 3 to 5 times per night to pee. It's annoying, and I can live with it, but is there a way to fix it, and I can't afford it?"
Basically, if it's that severe, you need a little bit more advanced than the basic introductory protocol. Uh-huh. So you should be taking prostate flow, 2 soft gels twice to 3 times a day. Bladder up 2 to 3 capsules soft gels 2 to 3 times a day, and bladder what's called Swedish flower pollen, 2 tablets, little tiny tablets, 4 times a day. You should be taking an antipathogenic. Almost certainly, if there's obstruction, there's going to be infection behind it. Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, and Allicin Med. And he should probably be taking our prostate peptides along with red deer velvet and oncomycin to regenerate his prostate.
He also says, "Do you have a protocol and products for a serious case of herpes? My dear friend is so depressed because she's been in flare-up for 6 months, and nothing she's tried seems to have touched it."
Yeah, it's really easy to knock out herpes. We have 3 major antipathogenics: Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutrimmune 26Y immunoglobulins, NutriDefense, which actually will kill the viral passages of all viruses, RNA and DNA, and high-dose Power C that actually mobilizes infection. So that's easy to knock off. You have to pick out Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, and probably the NutriDefense to knock it out.
Next bit is Charles, our friend Charles. You know it is from Willits. Willits, California. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Louis Charles. Hi, Michelle and Dr. Bill. Michelle, the problem is, he's talking about his friend, Bill.
Right.
John, I won't give his whole name, 72 years, autistic, a Xanax user since the 80s, and has reduced use to 1 tab a day, agoraphobic, enlarged prostate, and just had an operation to remove a portion, and now he has to use a catheter.
That's because the urologists damage people. They did a study for the American Urological Association published 2 years ago, and they calculated out that the previous decade they treated inappropriately a male early stage prostate cancer that was a GLSEN score less than beyond the capsule, and caused permanent loss of bladder control and impotence in 1.5 million American males. So the doctors admitted that they had screwed up 1.5 million that were not necessarily to do that.
Bad.
Yeah, so it's not surprising that they screwed him up.
So
it's not necessary.
What can he do now?
We're going to try to restore detrusor control, so he'll need peptides for regeneration of his prostate gland. He'll also need some neurological assistance, and may need bladder, lumen photon, and other epigenetic treatments as well.
What about the agoraphobia? What's that?
Agoraphobia is just another phobia.
How do you say it?
Agoraphobia, being afraid of being outside. That's easy, just an anxiety disorder. You use stress to go.
That's why he was taking the Xanax.
Yeah,
stress to go.
Stress to go, Posinol. We have our Gamma 2T, Combine Brain Mag. We have
a
whole range
of
things.
A lot of our customers love the stress to go. It's got ashwagandha, and it's
and
just
and
really
and many other things in it.
But we've got a new one too, the GABA.
The Gamma 2T, T2, and the GABA has gamma aminobutyric acid, theanine, and taurine.
It was supposed to be T2 when they made it, or 2T or something.
It was going to be 2T
and
they changed it to T2. That's okay. It shows that he has a little bit of dyslexia. We have a dyslexic lab, labeler at our company.
Next is our friend Henry from up in Corona. I like to say the city one is California, which I've said before, because it's so huge here. What is it, 33 million right now or more?
No, it's probably closer to 40. It's probably between 36 and 40.
So, who could ever track anyone down here?
Right.
Dr. Deagle and Michelle, good morning. We just got back from Texas after 39 years of no vacation. Gosh, Henry, are you kidding? Wow. Subject of hearing came up due to noisy motorhome RV. went to Kaiser for a $30 hearing test, and an audiologist said I was below normal, especially low in 4K and 8K range. Do you have any videos or PDF regarding hearing and, of course, the vitamins and minerals that would help?
First thing, if you lose hearing, you have to make sure it's not a conductive or neurosensory hearing loss. And if you've got a blockage, you can have a sinus infection or blocked eustachian tubes, and we can fix that. Then, secondly, if it's neurosensory, we can do regenerative technology, lumen photon, peptides, red deer velvet, oncomycin, etc. So you don't need to just say, oh, no, it's too bad, it's over. Aging is bidirectional. It's not a unidirectional thing. Aging is bidirectional. If you have the right supplements, the right nutraceuticals, and now epigenetic technology, you can regenerate your tissue, including hyperbaric oxygen, you know, infrared sauna. You know, my new epigenetic frequency machine is... my new one's arrived, by the way, and I'm able to generate frequencies that are amazing. So I have one gentleman actually sent an email. I didn't give his name. Funny, this morning when I heard the message, he sent his email. He wanted information, but he never said who he was. Isn't that funny?
On the message.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
So I'll get his email. I'll email him and I'll say, you know, give me a phone number where I can talk to you. Or I've got you'll give me his number. I'll give him a call and I'll say, what do you want to know? I mean, I mentioned quite a bit about the information, but it's pretty high tech. Even as I was talking to doctors, I can kind of break it down to what it is simple. And basically, all the toxic effects of electricity interfere with minerals, and this helps to reverse that. So it's that simple.
Oh, I like that. Nice and simple.
Yeah.
Our next bill is Ava in an email. Hello, Dr. Diego. Before I ask my question, I'd like to thank you for your website and radio show. You're not afraid to tell the truth and expose all that's going on. So my question is, what to take for nasal polyps? My 22-year-old son has had a problem with them since the first of this year. He never had this before and is in general great health. We have tried many things, and you mentioned on your radio show that you could email for what items would help. The polyps are blocking his exhale on the left nostril, but he can breathe in. The right nostril is fine. Recently, I've had some success with getting the left sinus to drain, but the stuff coming out is...
Well, he's got a sinus infection and polyps. Yeah. He may need surgery by an ENT in order to remove the polyps, but you want to deal with the infection. So you want to get, when you request, by the way, NutriSilver, request one of the special spray bottles I added recently so you can get a nasal spray. You want to take 6 sprays every 2 to 4 hours of the NutriSilver. You want to take Allicin Med orally, and Neutrodyne. You want to take high dose Power C, anti-inflammatory Cell Defense Plus, etc. And then you get rid of the infection, turn off the cytokines, and then the swelling, if it goes down enough, then you're okay, you don't need surgery. If it doesn't go down enough, you need an indirect laryngoscopy and nasopharyngoscopy, and you look in there and have the ENT guy just snip off those polyps and not cauterize them, and you're laughing. But you don't want to do a middle turbinectomy or an enterostomy, unless it won't drain, and he can drain it. If you use a Sinupulse Elite, use Neutrodyne in it. That'll help to clear out the garbage, too. So you get a Sinupulse Elite, get our Neutrodyne, and make sure you have Sinuair powder so the water is there, pure water system water or distilled water, because you do not want dirty water when you're irrigating your sinuses. You have to make sure...
He must have a bad infection, because she says here it's grayish color.
Yeah, well, then
besides the yellow.
You can have everything. I've seen people actually have Enterobius vermicularis worms in their nose, fungi balls, like nocardia. You wouldn't believe all the stuff that people grow in their sinuses. It's like a garden from Hades.
Okay. I hate that.
Yeah, garden. Okay. Do you like that garden from Hades? It'll give you an image in your mind. No.
I'm trying to get the image out. Okay, let's go on to the next question. Okay, Barb in an email. I'm a 56-year-old female suffering from some pretty bad fibroids. I bleed pretty slow, and she said no pregnancies, too, she says.
Right.
I bleed pretty slow and steady and have occasional episodes of gushing with large clots. There's a dull pain most, but not all the time. My OBGYN doc says uterus is the size of a 5-month pregnancy, and she wants to do a hysterectomy. largest fibroid is 9 centimeters. She's willing to do a DNC-type procedure first and try to remove them from the inside. But said that if they started bleeding too badly during the surgery, that hysterectomy would be necessary.
Well, if you go too far, you have to need surgery. Remember, I do integrative medicine, but she may have let it go too far. But here's this first thing. You have to understand, what is a fibroid? fibroids are an inflammatory reaction to a hormone imbalance and infection. Mm-hmm. So you have to deal with a stealth infection inside the uterus and hormone imbalance and elevated cytokine levels. You can measure those even in the blood. So when someone has uterine fibroids, there are elevated cytokine levels locally in the uterus and also in their general bloodstream. Mm-hmm. So you can use transabdominal lumen photon to reduce inflammation. You can use our cytokine levels and our nutraceuticals. You can use our antipathogenics. And you can use hormone imbalances, but we have to measure hormone levels to see where they're at, because you probably have significant hormone imbalances. And, of course, the inflammatory reaction causes the fibroids to expand. If it's too far gone, she might need to have surgery anyway. But I'm hoping we can actually reverse that without having to do that. Depends on how far along she let herself go.
Next is Tish Lee in an email. She says she had a Lyme's protocol question. Then she says, also, I have chronic fatigue and candida. Does that come with Lyme's anyways?
You can get cytokine levels interfere with the blood-brain barrier neurotransmitters, especially dopamine, and it'll give cause of chronic fatigue and the elevated cytokines. It's pretty straightforward. You knock off the pathogens, restore the neurotransmitters, you restore the energetics of your mitochondria throughout your body, and if you reduce the cytokines and do those things, the energy level comes back, but you have to get rid of the Lyme. It's an intracellular parasite. They can invade not only tissues like your blood vessels and your brain, but it can infect other tissues like your hormones, the hormone production. Mm-hmm. And Lyme is, by the way, a biological parasite that was created as a bioweapon at Plum Island Reserve in Plum Island, Long Island, New York. By the U.S. government years ago.
Like often when I'm reading questions about Lyme, they do have chronic fatigue with it too, don't they?
Almost always.
Yeah.
It's actually very common now. Remember, Lyme was one of these biological parasite weapons that was created back in the 60s and early 70s. So.
Okay.
And we did a lot of those, so did the Russians. So we all have some very nasty bugs that we've created as part of our, I call our apocalyptic approach toward destroying the enemy and ourselves.
Yep. Next is Jason from Pennsylvania.
Right.
Shalom, he says, Dr. Bill and Michelle. I'd like to say thank you and God bless you for your work, Dr. Bill. And he goes on to say, you and Michelle have a very special place in Yeshua's coming kingdom. Thank you for that, Jason.
I'd rather be a doorman in heaven than a king in hell. How's that?
Oh, my gosh.
That'd be a little funny here today.
Okay, dear.
Doorman. My job as a doorman is secure.
I'm 28 years old.
You like that?
I could say something.
Yeah, I know.
During my junior and senior years in high school, I gained a lot of weight. I got up to 230 pounds and was 5'11".
Right.
I finally decided to kick the weight and... Oh, gosh, what is this?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm trying to find his question. Oh, he's looking for down here, Bill. Do you have an official loose skin protocol because of the weight that he has lost? He's used our LipoFlush and our colon cleanse and everything. He's lost his weight, but he's at the bottom here. He's got loose skin. Do you have a loose skin protocol?
I tell you that what you do is there's basically several things. First, you have to supply the collagen to rebuild the connective tissue in the skin to zap it back.
Collagen Max,
yeah. One capsule twice a day. Nutrimeds, Royal Jelly, two capsules twice a day. And then the best thing to actually make the loose skin snap back is the Sonic Life Full Whole Body Exercise. It'll actually bring your skin back. It'll actually tighten it up by the genetic tightener.
If you can't afford that, it's the Collagen Max and what else?
And the Nutrimeds Royal Jelly. Yeah, those are the two to start with.
Really
good. Yeah.
Christy, in an email, I don't have a lot of money, but I am diabetic, type 2 insulin dependent. I had a heart attack in 2015 at only 37. I always feel bad, and I'm lazy all the time, and I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia as well. I know I'm full of toxins, and I don't know where to begin, and I've started to take my diabetes seriously. I'm also overweight and have depression. Is there any help for me?
Sure. The first thing you want to do is pray. Pray to God. Mm-hmm. And ask God to, even though you got a limited budget. Yeah. Number two, you want to say, okay, if Dr. Deagle gives things, inspire him to tell me the two or three things that are going to make me at least start to get better.
Yes.
Right?
What are they?
So Dibetaline and Biotin Plus for the diabetes with each large meal, two capsules. For the depression, I would start off with a 5-HTP cross and BioWell VR.
Okay.
For the chronic fatigue, I give NADH tablets under the tongue. Right? Right? Back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. That last lady, do you want me to go over some of the things again?
Just
hand it to me and I'll have a look at it.
Well, the part that I asked you on the break when you were talking chronic fatigue, that's because she did say she was lazy all the time, but she was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, and a lot of people ask me about fibromyalgia. So
I'd start off with
fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia is abnormal muscle metabolism. You get muscle twitching and muscle weakness and mitochondrial dysfunction. I start off with Spilkey's, and I give mitochondrial catalysts, those two. Spilkes, which is calcium, magnesium, taurate, two capsules twice a day, and mitochondrial catalyst, two capsules twice a day. I start off with those two. We can add other things, but you want to do a starter protocol when somebody has a limited budget, and that should help. Okay. And the other is the NADH tablets for energy, and, of course, the other is the mood energizer, which is acetyltyrosine and bio-LVR. They'll increase her levels of neurotransmitters, including dopamine, and her levels of NADH will increase her energy production in her cells.
Next, Bill, is Jeanette from Washington State.
Uh-huh.
I have ordered many products over the last couple of years, so I think I fit into the OK group to ask a question. Hey, anybody can ask a question by email.
Right, right.
But what you have an advantage over people that have never ordered or become part of our, which makes you part of our NutriMedical family, is that you also can have a phone call returned. You can talk to Dr. Bill directly.
Right.
So she says, I have discovered that my home that I bought was used for cooking meth, Bill, before an extensive remodel.
Right.
It took a while for the chemicals to go through the subflooring carpet and even the grout around the tile. My life has turned into a nightmare, and I'm worried about the long-term effects, and we'll be seeing an attorney this week. I remember hearing you talk about environmental doctors and having much more experience and understanding, and she goes on to say where she lives. She's saying, sorry for a dumb question. That's not a dumb question, Jeanette. That's kind of scary. What do you think about that, Bill? What's
it's
up
a,
with
it's
that?
A medical legal question. It's not just a medical.
No, but I mean, what would that do to you? Would that do something to you?
No. First off, you have to assume, remember, I'm like half a lawyer, too, okay? You have to be like, it's a medical legal toxicological question. The first thing you have to do is establish truth. She's assuming that she's an expert and that the home, because it was previously used for meth, that it's now toxic for her.
That's true.
That's not necessarily true. And if you want to do tests, you can do air quality tests and send it off for high-pressure chromatography or nuclear spectroscopy. Number two, if you cleaned out the carpets and drapes and repaneled it and so on, then probably the toxins are gone, especially if you have a home plasma air filter system, which we have, which will take out everything, including toxic chemicals and mobilized allergens in the air. Mm-hmm. So as long as you have a good ventilation system and you remove the carpet drapes and other materials that could have absorbed things, I think she's speculating and then wanting to do a medical legal action.
Well, if she says she's discovered, let's assume that she has discovered and it's been proven.
Guarantee she hasn't, okay?
But
even when I talk to doctors that think they know about toxicology, of environmental toxicology, most of them are into kindergarten, okay? I've been doing this now for almost 5 decades. I was an environmental doctor before I went into medicine. And a member of Greenpeace, unless you do toxicological testing, unless you do remediation in the home, unless you put a ventilation system in, you don't know what you're talking about. So I would assume, first off, she has other reasons why she's sick, and we can approach those with blood tests, with an integrative history review. But until I see the toxicological tests of the home, and I don't know what the remediation was done by who remediated her home, whether, for example, she could have mold in her home that is more dangerous than meth. If you've got black mold, Stachybotrytis chitaru, and so on, mm-hmm. it can kill you with cancer, okay? It can grow in your brain tissue and your bone marrow.
Right.
So when I hear people that say that they've made this big assumption, they want me to then give them a response, I'd have to go right back to the a priori assumption in the first place, toxicologically and medical legally. And I assume, in most cases, they don't know what they're talking about because they haven't got the data.
Well, I'll give you her phone number.
Yeah, I'll talk to her, but I'll be like a good, tough attorney and toxicologist and ask her for the information from the remediator and if they're certified remediator that can clean up the home. Rather than thinking that you're going to file a lawsuit and you'll waste your time because you go to court and if you don't have evidence, the judge will just throw it out.
Bill, next is Katia in an email. Hi, Michelle. I have tried to order Alisamed through your website and I'm not sure if you send to Russia. Russia.
Well, we do. We send everywhere.
Can I order product through your website to be delivered to Russia? And if so, how can I do it? I checked out for Russia after getting this email, and it is in there. It's on the list of places that we ship to.
Oh, we
ship
to
Russia.
Yeah.
But you know what? I've never shipped to Russia, but it is in there on the list, and it's also
nice?
On Indicia, USPS.
So I found out from our. Our scan of nations that actually listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
And Russians are up there. There's a lot of Russians listening to the show. And people from the Eastern Bloc nations and Asia. China, Indonesia, Asian-speaking countries, Japan, they all listen.
Well, this is my first email asking to ship to Russia.
Yeah,
I mean,
by the way,
we have shipped to lots of countries, but not Russia.
Just being a little sarcastic.
What?
I took care of the team back 25 years ago that went to the our South Pole telescope team from American International, and so we ship to the South Pole too, believe it or not.
Okay.
Right.
I guess USPS goes everywhere around the world.
Right.
The
postal.
And I don't know about UPS, but we ship with UPS too. Bill, next is Valerie in an email. I have a 14-year-old daughter who's been diagnosed with mononucleosis last February. 2019.
Easy to get rid of, you know.
And she's still not better.
That's because you're seeing conventional doctors, you see.
Conventional. I have had her tested with all the usual medical tests, and she has chronic mononucleosis, and the doctors offer no help. Her symptoms are swollen glands, sore throat, lesions in the throat, appearance of a suction cup. She has an extreme fatigue and loss of appetite.
By the way, chronic Epstein-Barr virus is not a benign thing. It can last for decades. And we now think it's actually a major cause of vascular disease and cancer. We measure Epstein-Barr virus antigen along with cancer markers. It's a trigger even 10 or 20 years from now in cancer and vascular disease and blood vessels.
What can we do to get her better?
Easy, sneezy.
She's 14, Bill.
Three major antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, NutriDefense, High-Dose Power C, to get rid of the cytokines related to it, cell defense, plus cytokines, 700% more absorbed curcumin, are things like H2-plex, ultrathiamin B1, cell detox, glutathione, gamma-A+. We can restore her neurotransmitters that are knocked off because it damages your blood-brain barrier and your neurotransmitter levels. We can also reverse the cytokines in her glands. So this is all treatable, very treatable. And the conventional doctors are lost in space. I mean, they have a white coat, but they also should walk around with a dunce hat on, you know. So I actually want to send free dunce hats to all the conventional doctors that don't know functional medicine. Free. No charge to Dr. Deagle. One of those little spiral hats.
Okay, Bill. Okay.
It says on it, there's a little rotating little banner on it. Says, I don't know what I'm doing, but take my prescription.
Beatrice from Orange
County, like
California. No.
It has one of those moving banners.
I like it?
I know, just I'm being sarcastic here.
Beatrice from Orange County, California. Dr. Deagle, if you are able, can you refer me for what tests to do? I would like to get blood testing to measure mercury levels. I have mercury fillings and any input on my skin condition, which is similar to rosacea. The dermatologists I have seen haven't been of any assistance.
Rosacea is triggered off by things like Trichomonas vaginalis and other spirochetes, as well as mites.
What's that, Trichomonas what?
Trichomonas vaginalis can be in the vagina and in the bowel. You can have trichinides or similar ones in the skin. And it stimulates rosacea. That's why they use metronidazole gel to knock off trichinides on the skin that actually can cause rosacea.
Oh.
Believe it or not. Same bug.
What would you do to get rid of that?
I would use our, NutriSilver on the skin every 2 hours. All right, I would put an anti-inflammatory pregnenolone cream on the skin.
How would you use you just spray it where?
Just spray it on the skin over the areas where on the skin over the areas involved. And I put out a pregnenolone cream and curcumin cream, which is our white curcumin so it won't stain your clothes or bedding.
Okay.
And then in terms of the, what was the other question that she had?
Mercury fillings, and she wanted to know
if she can get her some tests.
She needs
a consult. So she needs to go to shop by products, go down to consults, purchase two time units initially.
Go to Dr. Consult, it says. Yep. You go down to Dr. Consult.
Right, purchase two time units initially, fill in the 11-page history form, send me all the lab work she's done already, then I actually will do a video consult and send her special test kits for heavy metal testing, whole blood heavy metal testing. And we have to do a challenge first because we've got to drive it out of your bone marrow and your other tissues so it shows up because you've had people that have actually had mercury amalgams out and it doesn't show up in their blood. Because it's sequestered in their bone marrow and their liver, et cetera. So you have to actually push it out with things like Semethyl and Chelomax and so on for a period of 2 to 4 weeks, up to 6 weeks, before you do the blood test or you'll miss it.
Bill, next is Kathy. She says from Southwest Wisconsin. Hi, Dr. Deagle. My mother was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer 1 week ago. Do you have anything that will stop or cure or help her? I don't want her to go through chemo or radiation. And you probably should get in touch with her directly.
She needs a full consult. That's not a quickie thing. There's a number of layers, and I'll just go through them quickly. We have a nutraceutical package that will help to fight cancer. We have some people that's all they take. Like we have a lady up in Montana. Her cancer is actually dissolved away and almost gone just with that.
She did stick to your protocol. See, the same as Richard.
She stuck to it, which is not easy, though. It's not easy. It's a lot of stuff, okay? But anyway, secondly... We have a cancer vaccine against the blood vessels of cancer that you can take the vaccine that was Donald Trump. One of the good things he did a lot of bad things, but this is one of the good things, is he'll need to try. Number three, we have the blood test, the RGCC test I can send to Greece, and we can find out what chemotherapy and low dose with insulin potentiation. I can refer you to a chemo clinic. I don't do it, but I refer you to one in America. And then you can actually get the dendritic vaccine to make your immune system attack it. We also have the antinagalase harmonic resonant frequencies I can generate with my resonant therapy, with my resonant therapy machine, or with a ProGen 3, or ways of broadcasting in the body like Sonic Life, 337 hertz, and it'll actually knock out nagalase, which makes your immune cells go after the cancer. So cancer is always an infection. There's always a stealth fungi and viruses, etc., causing the DNA changes. So you got to kill off the stealth pathogens, turn off the cancer cytokines, because remember, the cancer cytokines are actually topping your immune system from killing it off. And so we have ways of actually reversing that so your body's immune system will kill the cancer.
Next, Bill, is a chiropractor from Santa Monica here in California. And he's got a few questions for you here, but I think this major one from looking over all this is that in mid-March this year, he got a case of bacteremia. What's that?
Enterococcus. That's in the bowel. Yeah.
Due to a bad root canal tooth.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Wow. Leading to endocarditis.
Yeah, it can go in your heart and affect your heart valves. Yeah.
And a subsequent septic emboli from a mitral valve.
Vegetation. Yeah.
Resulting in a TIA.
Transient ischemic attack. He had, right. In other words, he actually had a transient circulatory problem in his brain.
From the bad.
Yeah. In fact.
Tooth.
If you go to a cardiac unit or a stroke unit, everybody has bad teeth. If you don't take care of your periodontal tissues, you're going to have a heart attack or a stroke or cancer.
How does that happen?
Because the nanobacteria that grow in your teeth is the same one that grow in your artery walls. They can cause emboli, stroke, heart attack, and even soften your body up and make it sick enough that you get cancer.
Put more reasons to up the Allicin Med and the NutriDot.
Right, and I recommend
I
recommend they get a Sonicare toothbrush and a Sonicare little pulse thing and the what's called the Hydro Floss device, which you can order online, and then use our NutriSilver, or actually better, the NutriDyne in the device. And you floss your teeth to at least after every time you brush your teeth with the Sonicare little floss jet, which I use every time I brush. And you have the Hydro Floss to floss your teeth and get the garbage out of there. Mm-hmm. And you want to regenerate the Nika, you want to use Lumen Photon over your gums, and you puncture a soft gel of CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol and it'll regenerate your gums.
I know are we kind of tight on time. How are we for?
Yeah, about a minute.
Fred from California, doesn't say where, along the coast. Let's see, he has swollen knees from rheumatic fever.
Right.
How does that happen?
That happens because it's autoimmune disease, yeah.
So what would you say? Is it
Inflamex?
He needs a core list, you said, of products.
Inflamex, three capsules twice a day, or 3X, two capsules twice a day, Omega Supreme Pro, and then Cell Defense Plus, two capsules three times a day.
Thank you, Bill.
Topically over the area of the knees, curcumin cream, and pregnenolone every 2 to 4 hours.
Thank you for listening. God bless you. And don't forget to become part of the NutriMedical family. Go to NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, and support. Hey, take care of yourself.
Exactly. As I say, become part of the family like Sicilians.
That too.
And we will do anything for you.
Yep. There's pluses.
We'll pray for you. We'll treat you. We'll call you back all hours. Hour two coming up. Harley Schlanger in Berlin, Germany from the Roos Foundation. Hour three, Dr. Betty Martini, she's trying to scramble to get some special guests on. We'll see if she does. She's looking at Dr. Elid, who's an expert on lots of things.